Hey, everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran, and of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Todd. Well, back to the old grind here. Looks like we're live everywhere, so that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So back in the studio, and glad everyone is with us today. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got some news, best practices, stuff going on here at Blueberry as well. Big stuff there. Actually, we have an interview next week, and I'm actually doing an interview right after this show as well. So we're going to have a couple of interviews upcoming, and then a question of the week as well. Mike, the big thing really kind of kicking off that's made most of the news all this week is Apple Podcasts has changed the word from subscribe to follow inside their upcoming release of their podcast app.
Yep. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I guess we'll see. But, it goes along with our thing. You know, I don't care how you listen, just listen. But follow, it's going to act exactly like subscribe did. It's just they're changing the terminology. I think it may have something to do with some of these paid podcast things going on. You know, where at some point they're going to have it to where you have to pay to listen to certain shows or whatever, and maybe they want to save the word subscribe for that. Who knows? But
some people claim that there is confusion that people think you have to pay for a podcast. So that's part of it. Time will tell. But, it follows the new word. So yep. I think we'll continue to say subscribe and follow because subscribe is still an option in all the rest of the podcast apps. So if you're a podcaster, don't forget that Overcast and all the other apps still have the word subscribe. So you're going to want to say subscribe and follow.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, I guess. You know, it's a change. And I think it's driven by also like Amazon and Spotify and all them use follow because they're not true podcast apps like, you know, Overcast and Podcast Addict and those kind of things are RSS based as far as you're subscribing directly to the RSS feed, whereas in Spotify, you're just sort of following a show. So that terminology makes sense. But, you know, in Apple, you are actually subscribing.
Well, not anymore. You're following.
Right. But, you know, hey, we'll get used to it, just like everything else.
So also, Intercom went out there and acquired Podcorn. So they acquired this podcast influencer marketplace. So it's a purchase by them. Kind of looks like to me maybe they're doing a little bit of catch-up acquisition work.
Yeah, yeah. They have some other podcast properties. I forget which ones. We're Intercom, but they're kind of, you know, picking up some advertising type stuff. And I think Podcorn mainly is analytics and ad injection.
Yeah.
So.
At least that's what I know of it anyway.
Right.
Podchaser. Well, they acquired Pod Rover and Pod Charge. So a lot of pod acquisitions going on.
Yeah, there's enough stuff named Pod this, Pod that. So,
you know, and if you think back to the early days when Pod was not being used a lot because Apple was coming after some apps and devices with the word Pod in it. So how times have changed.
Right. For sure. But yeah, it's, more acquisitions and consolidation of things. You know, these companies, these bigger companies want to get everything under one roof. And, you know, sometimes it's faster to buy it than it is to build it.
Yep. So. But last week, the Podcast Academy, and was right. Matter of fact, the announcements were coming out as just as you and I were doing the show. But right. Last week, the Podcast Academy unveiled their nominees for the AMBYs. And we've got a list of those over at podcasternews.com.
Yeah. So, you know, and then there's some indies in there. I was surprised they made the final slate. Because that's a pretty high bar to sign up. What was it? Like $200 or something?
Yeah, $250 was the registration for non-members, $150 for members.
Right, right. So, well, good. They got their first slate out, and go over and check that out at Podcaster News.
That's right. And the Edison Research Infinite Dial went down yesterday. I did not get to attend, but I've been looking over the PDF today.
Yeah.
And it's more better for podcasting. More podcasters, more people are listening to podcasts than ever before. The number continues to increase significantly. There's a lot of nuggets in there. You know, that report gets probably quoted the most, and the annual article gets posted, or annual study gets posted the most in, you know, a variety of sources.
Right, right. Yeah, one of the things in there I saw was it was something like 88% or something people listen to podcasts on a regular basis in the U.S., which... That's you've never been that much.
Is it that? Was it that high?
That's maybe not. Something was 88%. You'd sent that out a little bit earlier today, and I didn't get a chance to look at it so much.
We'll do a little bit of a deeper dive and talk about it on the next show
for sure.
But Google Podcasts, they're adding a like and dislike tweak to your episode recommendations, so people are actually going to be able to downvote your episode.
Yeah, it's for your own, you know, they give you episode recommendations within the app based on what you're already listening to and whatever other algorithms they have to know about you, which is probably everything being Google. But anyway, you can upvote or downvote these recommendations to sort of tweak what they send you. And so it makes the algorithm a little smarter, I guess. I haven't played with that Google Podcasts a whole lot lately. I've got to revisit that because I know they've done some serious updating on the iOS version.
Yep. Well, let's talk a little bit about best practices. And this week, what do you want your podcast to accomplish?
Yeah, this was on our list of things we wanted to talk about at some point. And, you know, a lot of people, they start podcasting because, well, we just want to start podcasting, and they really don't think out what, you know, what's the goal of their podcast? And, you know, there's really no wrong answer, but, you know, there's people out there that are podcasting just for fun. There's some people that are doing podcasting to make money, promote a business, become an expert, or, you know, learn about something, which a lot of people don't understand that, you know, if you do a podcast about a certain topic, you're going to learn about that topic, even if you're not the expert yet. Right. So, you know, it's, I don't know, just have a goal in mind, at least somewhat of a goal. You know, like here we're, you know, talking about the podcasting world and obviously promoting Blueberry a bit since it's the company show. And you know, that's the goal of this show, is to, you know, right, teach something and to, you know, talk about what's going on in the podcasting world. Sometimes, you know, people just want to flip on the mic and talk, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but you're not focused.
You know, I was hearing a lot of discussion last night in Clubhouse, and they had this after-hours thing where people just kind of hang out and talk, and it was, you know, nothing real formal. And, you really get the feeling that there's a lot of podcasters out there that are, you know, truly just kind of winging it. And in some instances, one, having fun. In second instances, really trying to make a difference in their communities or the, you know, what they're talking about. So I think some podcasters have a goal, but I think it goes bigger than a goal. It's about, where do we want to be in 2 years or five? And, you know, what kind of growth am I looking for? And how many episodes do we want to make sure that we're doing annually? And all that stuff kind of goes into a mind process of building a show and growing one. So, set a goal for your podcast. And again, what do you want out of your podcast? And for me, it's really been, for my personal show, it's been about, you know, sharing my opinion on a variety of different topics, not necessarily there to have fun per se, but it is, I do have fun. Podcast as well.
Yeah, let's say, you know, it's with me. I started mine as a complete hobby, you know, just something to do. I like playing with the gear, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, if you set out to do something with your podcast and it doesn't happen right away, that can, you know, bum you out. But if you're, you know, if you set some sort of goal and you work towards that, just make sure that you know that that's what you're going for.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, just have a goal, even if it's just to have a little fun.
Yep, I agree. So let's go ahead and move on here and talk a little bit about what's going on in Blueberry here. We released PowerPress, well, as of just a few moments ago, yeah. We released PowerPress 8.5.2. We found a couple of bugs. So there was an 8.5, 8.51, 8.52.
Yeah, and it happens sometimes.
Primarily, we've added a bunch of podcast index tags. And this is in support of the podcast index initiative to expand podcasting. And the way I like to kind of put this, Mike, is this is the first expansion of RSS that has been really promoted and done by independent podcast creators. We haven't been told by Apple or others, these are the new tags you have to support. These are things that are being initiated by podcasters for podcasters.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, and the neat thing about it is, you know, they're getting ideas from everywhere, you know, different hosting companies, from podcasters, you know, the Podfather himself. Of course, we've talked about that, you know, Adam. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. You know, not that it's going to get used a whole lot right away, but that's how you start something, you know, how to get the standard up. And we've been wanting to add things to RSS for a long time. And now it's finally, you know, we've got something that's organized, and a lot of companies and individuals are creating for it.
So the tags that we added were lock. So that makes sure no one can import your show to a different directory for those directories that support it. So not all do, but you can turn on the lock tag. Transcript really means what it says. You can easily add your episode transcript. Good for SEO and accessibility, and it can be added after publishing. So if you're using our partner to get a transcript,
Audio Burst,
then what happens is once you get your transcripts from Audio Burst, you can update that, manually upload that in your website, and then link it. The funding is a tag that will work with any donation URL. Location, you can actually add your location, similar to Instagram posts.
Right.
And chapters will help your listeners jump to specific portions of your episodes on apps that support it. Now, we don't have a chapter creator, but there's a couple out there that are been made available that are public that you can go in and you put in your name of your show and it finds your latest episodes and you can create this chapter file, which is in a JSON format. And yes, I know some of your eyes just glazed over, but we've got the ability there if you want to be an advanced user and support. Have chapters in your podcast in this new format. Again, you link to that JSON file. You can do that post episode publishing, so it doesn't have to be done during the initial post of the podcast.
Right. And these tags aren't supported in every podcast app either yet. You know, like Podcast Addict, I know, has a lot of these tags, and you know, it's going to be a little bit of a slow rollout for the app developers to add these things to the podcast app, but it's a start, and I'm glad we're on the early side of it here.
Yeah. And so you're going to have some training for this and PowerPress in general on the 25th, right?
Yep. 25th, doing a webinar, 3 p.m. Eastern, live webinar, and then I'll send out a video afterwards. So go over there and get signed up, and we'll go over, you know, it's the normal monthly PowerPress training, but I'm going to have, you know, a little bit more information about these extra tags and what they're going to be used for, that kind of thing.
All right. And also, this is Women's History Month. So women's voices ring across the history of podcasting. We've got an article up on the website about that. Mm-hmm. And so definitely check out that article on podcastinsider.com about Women's History Month and who we're recognizing over there.
Yep.
So next week, you're going to have an interview with Jenny Wheeler and her show, The Joy of Binge Reading. Yeah. So who's doing that interview?
Mackenzie.
She's doing that one. That's a good one. If you want your show to be highlighted here, you want to talk about your story, really all you have to do is send an email to Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com, and we'll get you scheduled. Do want you to be a Blueberry hosting customer to do that. But we want to hear your story about your podcast. So you've got a pretty good question of the week, Mike.
Yeah, I get this one quite a bit. So I kind of, this is a rewrite of a bunch of different times I've been asked this, but I want to rebrand my podcast. What are the steps needed to do that? So I made a little checklist here of things you need to do if you're going to rebrand your podcast. And, you know, and this is the technical stuff. It's not really, you know, anything to do with the marketing of it. That's up to you. But basically, you have to change the feed title. I know, however you're generating the feed, there's a title tag. And, not to get geeky, but it's a setting. You know, in PowerPress, it's a setting for feed title. Same with Blueberry and pretty much any other podcast host out there. Or way of generating a feed. You got to change your artwork, or you want to change your artwork if you're rebranding, of course. Change the descriptions, you know, both in Apple and the feed description, and, you know, anywhere there's a descriptor for your show. And then optionally, and this is not necessarily, you know, you don't have to do this, but, you know, change the website's domain name. If you do that, be really careful that you leave the old domain up and running, or, you know, map the same domain to the site with the new domain. But you have to do a 301 redirect of the RSS feed, and that old site has to exist for, you know, 30 days is what we recommend with that redirect in place. But you kind of got to do this in order, because, you know, if you just turn off one site, turn on another site, you may lose your subscribers. So don't do that. get a hold of somebody to help you if you don't know what you're doing there. And just give everybody a little bit of time to get the update, the updated image or the updated name. Normally about 3 days or so. If you put out an episode, chances are when that new episode gets pulled in, it'll pull in the changes of the name and in the artwork. But and one thing to note, Spotify is a bit different. You do have to go change the feed address at Spotify if you've done it directly, or contact your hosting provider.
Well, it, only if you've moved the feed.
Or yeah, if you move the feed, that's right. Yeah, not for just a name or an artwork change. They'll pull that in automatically.
So, Mike, you're going to have this list in the show notes.
It'll be in the show notes.
And I do want to apologize if you guys heard the little tapping earlier. I have a dispensary going in on the other side of this wall. It's not my dispensary. It's someone that's new in the space, and they're doing construction. That was part of the reason I was out of here for a while, because they were tearing stuff down and banging and booming, and it really didn't make for optimal podcasting.
Probably and not.
I think it's going to continue for a while. So if you hear the tap, tap, tap behind, it's because I've got a construction crew literally 5 feet behind me in another room. So, through the wall, of course. But very, very cool. So rebranding your podcast, change your feed title, change your podcast network, change the feed description and Apple description to match. If you change the domain name, then leave the old site up for a while. And, of course, give Apple and other syndication points some time to update. And then at Spotify, you actually have to manually update if the actual physical URL address changes. So those are some good tips on the question of the week. So, Mike, what's going on with the podcast help desk?
Oh, not too much. I haven't decided what I'm going to be talking about this weekend, but be sure to get over there and subscribe. That's where I go a little deeper and geekier into the techie side of stuff, if you're interested in that kind of thing. That way we don't put you asleep here.
That's right. So be sure to subscribe to that as well. And if you're not subscribed here, we want you to follow or subscribe. Come over to podcastinsider.com and get subscribed to the show. And we appreciate when you do so. So we've got a 30-day free trial of Blueberry Podcasting. You can use the promo code, what is it, Mike?
Insider.
Insider. So anyway, that's short and sweet today. We can get you wrapped up, but some news and best practices. And if you haven't updated PowerPress 8.5.2, please do so. Did I miss anything?
No, I think we got it covered.
All right, everyone. We thank you for being here today. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Podcast Insider. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.
See ya.